Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition to Protect America's Healthcare.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The prospects for Republicans to revive healthcare after last week's stinging rebuke seem like a long shot at best. While the White House has tasked Steve Bannon to help resuscitate the effort, the fundamentals have not changed. The House Freedom Caucus has not backed off their demands, and Democrats aren't looking to cut a deal anytime soon.
We have a potential bellwether of a race happening in Georgia. Republicans are growing increasingly concerned that Democrat John Ossoff will win the April 18th primary to fill HHS Secretary Tom Price's House seat. Winning the special election would be a huge, huge boost for Democrats, especially after the healthcare bill went down in flames. Listen, Democrats haven't had much electoral success in the House in recent years. They've been out of the majority since 2010. Winning this race would give them major momentum. Millions of dollars have poured in for Ossoff, and Republicans have 13 candidates. If Ossoff gets above 50% on April 18th, he is in the House of Representatives. It doesn't make a big difference on any single vote in the House, but it's a very good narrative for Democrats.
While things have been shaky for Trump since he took office, Bloomberg Businessweek's Josh Green is reporting that Making America Great, a nonprofit run by Rebecca Mercer, is beginning to give him cover with a $1 million TV ad buy.
Republicans are hungry for a legislative victory, and behind the scenes, talks on tax reform are beginning. Bloomberg's Justin Sink and Matthew Townsend are reporting that Gary Cohn and others will huddle with Trump Thursday to talk through various tax reform options.
While much of Washington has been focusing on the ongoing drama surrounding House Intel Chairman Devin Nunes, House Republicans took some major legislative action yesterday in a party line vote that wiped out internet privacy protections enacted under President Barack Obama.
We have a new Politico Morning Consult poll that shows the Republican healthcare debacle is taking a toll on Trump. Key takeaways: Trump's approval rating dropped to 46% in this week's survey, down from 50% a week earlier. Also, for the first time since inauguration, more voters disapprove of the job Trump's doing than approve.
And there's more drama between the White House and the White House Correspondents Association. The White House informed the WHCA that no staff will attend its annual dinner April 29th out of solidarity with the president. WHCA President Jeff Mason said that the dinner will go on and that the president, Vice President Pence, and White House staff continue to be welcome to join the dinner.
On the docket today, Trump will host an opioid and drug listening session and drop by a women's empowerment event. Pence will join Trump at those events and will also swear in David Friedman as the ambassador to Israel. Another thing to watch, Richard Burr and Mark Warner, the two top lawmakers on the Senate Intelligence Committee, will talk about the committee's investigation of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.